Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. Amen. This morning we are going to look at a portion of Scripture from the Gospel of John. And it's kind of a touchy subject for a few people. It's dealing with faith. And I know it's been said by some people that, well, if you have enough faith, anything will happen. Now, I have a problem with that. Because if we had enough faith that anything would happen, we would all be rich. Nobody'd be sick. And nobody would die. So, it doesn't matter how much faith you have, if it is not God's will, it will not happen. Our sermon text for this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. And this is a long one, so probably hold on to the pew in front of you while you're standing. If you are able, please stand. And again, we read as follows in the name of our Lord. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha cum, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment, and he charged them straitly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Amen. Please be seated. Need to catch my breath after that one. This comes right after Jesus healed the demonic man, where he sent the 2,000 demons to 2,000 swine, and they all jumped into the sea. So this is where Jesus has been performing miracles, and many people have saw them, and many people have heard of his fame. Now the ruler Jairus came up to Jesus, just like any man would when their child is dying, where any family would do anything they could. This man is losing his daughter. And in other versions of the Bible, it says his only daughter. He's at his wit's end. He knows nothing else to do, so he's going to Jesus. This man that has supposedly healed many, who has performed great miracles, he is going to him. He didn't go up to him and say, "I have been worshiping you all my life." He didn't go up to him and say, "I have given you thousands of dollars in tithes and offerings." He came up to him and said, "Come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." We know nothing about what this man has done. We know nothing about his life, whether he has been a follower of Christ, or whether he just came to his last resort and somebody told him about Christ. It doesn't matter what this man has done. He came up to Jesus and asked him to heal his daughter. And Jesus saw fit to do that. So right away he went with him to go do that. He didn't ask him to give him any money. He didn't ask him to do a certain prayer. Right away, Jesus went with him. And now Jesus, while traveling to Jairus' house, sees many people, and he has virtue taken from him. Now, I don't know if you know what that means. I didn't know what it meant, so I had to take a look at it. Jesus felt power leaving him. He felt that healing power go out of him. This woman didn't even ask him. She just knew. Just to get that close to him and touch him, he had the power to heal her. And again, there was no offerings, no prayers. It just happened. Now, I know we have all heard of many people that have been sick, been hurting, who don't even know God. And all of a sudden, they're healed. Does that mean that they're going to be a Christian forever? No. That means that God has worked in them because He saw it fit to do so. And we all know of people that have lost loved ones that have been Christians all their lives. And many people have come to question their own faith because they've lost a loved one. That makes me very angry. If it is not in God's will, it will not happen. But God gives us the strength to deal with whatever will happen. He gives us His love. He gives us our fellow Christians, our fellow believers, to comfort us and to be there for us. He'll take care of us. And this may not be in the same way that He took care of this woman, but He will take care of us. This woman, after she touched Jesus, immediately felt that she was healed. She had a flow of blood coming from her for 12 years. And every doctor she went to could do nothing for her, or else made her worse. And immediately, she was healed. Now when Jesus questions, "Who has touched me?" You see the disciples asking. You see all these people around you, and you want to know which one touched you? But we know that He already knew. But when He asked the question, the woman came up to Him in fear and trembling. Now, why would she do that? She seems to think that she might have done something wrong. I know, I don't know if all of you have been in this situation, but I have. Where you know somebody is going to give you something, So you wonder if it's okay to just take it before they actually give it to you. So she had been caught. She had taken something that was going to be given to her anyway. So now she's scared that she might be punished. But of course, there's no punishment from Jesus. There's only that love that he gives to us. And he says unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. He tells her, go in peace and live your life without that plague, without that flow of blood. Because your faith has made you whole. Now, like I said earlier, she didn't have to do anything else. It was just her faith. And now we come back to Jairus. As they continued on their way, a servant from Jairus' household came and told them, Do not trouble the teacher anymore. She is dead. And Jesus said, Be not afraid. Only believe. So they come up to the house. And it's as you would expect it to be after the death of a young child. There are people all around crying and mourning. And Jesus tells them, Why make ye this ado? Why are you doing this? She is not dead, but asleep. Now, here we see a great change in these people. They go from mourning to laughing. They figure this guy's nuts. We know she's dead. We can figure that stuff out. So Jesus takes the father and the mother and his disciples, goes into the room, takes her by the hand, and says, Rise. And she rose, and she walked, and she was alive. Now this girl did nothing. We have no idea if she even knew who Jesus was. But it was in his will that she be healed. So she was healed. It has nothing to do with the faith of the Father. Because when he heard that she was dead, he lost hope. Jesus Christ can do whatever is in his will for the glory of the Father. He healed that woman because it was in his will. He brought the child back from death because it was in his will. It had nothing to do with their faith. Their faith has made the faith of the woman has made her whole. But you look at the demon-possessed man just before this. What faith did he have? He had been possessed by 2,000 demons. And Jesus healed him. It was in his will. So it was done. So whenever you hear someone say, "If I only had enough faith," or "if you only had enough faith," or "if you do this or you do that, you will be healed," or "you will get this or that," they're wrong. We can pray, we can have faith. But if it is not in his will, it will not happen. But he will get us through whatever we are going through. He will give us comfort. He will give us peace. And he will give us love. But again, like I said earlier, if it was because of our faith, we'd all be rich. And I'm pretty sure I don't know how many of us would be here during the winter. Whatever happens is in God's will. And we can take comfort in that. We will go through hard times, but he is there for us. And he will lead us through everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. Father, we ask that you would guide that word to our hearts and our souls, Father. We ask that you would be with each and every one of us as we go out into your world, into your mission field this morning, Father. That we would guide all of your children to learn about you. Amen. Humble your hearts and receive the Lord's benediction. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.